Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast. Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Sean Shaheeny. Sean Shaheeny is the founder and CEO of Enorsa, a telecom engineering services company focused on accelerating 5G deployments in the U.S. at lightning speed and a fraction of the cost through automation and artificial intelligence. Today, Sean leads a team of civil, structural, transportation, and electrical engineers and programmers focused on delivering successful 5G deployment projects to telecom service providers. Sean's past experience lies in developing the small cell and A&E solutions and team for one of the largest engineering and site acquisition vendors in Texas. He has personally signed off on over 850 5G small cell projects in the past 18 months, nearly 90% of all the 5G work done in one of the major 5G markets. Well, good afternoon, Sean. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Brian. Glad to be here.
Awesome. So, Sean, I want to talk a little bit about some of the growth you've had recently, and I'm glad you're on the show today. So you've quickly climbed that corporate ladder, moving from structural engineer to CEO in just a few short years. Could you just share with us the secret of your success?
Well, that's very kind of you to say. I think there are a couple of things. One is just extreme learning mentality. The other one is obviously being lucky and also being very resourceful. I've come to this country as an immigrant. I didn't have a network, but I've been very lucky to be able to have people who are way more successful and resourceful than me around me over the years. And that has helped me a lot to kind of move up and as much as possible. And there have been a lot of risk in the process, but just my network has been very supportive in terms of giving me the ability to move around and learn a lot. So
thank you for sharing. I really appreciate that. And that's what I like about, you know, being an entrepreneur, especially in this country. There's a lot of opportunities. And of course, we have to fail forward, fail a lot to in order to succeed. But I appreciate you sharing that. So Sean, let's talk about your service and how you're helping to deploy 5G, right? Many markets across the U.S. What are you disrupting in the engineering and telecommunications field that allows you to deploy this so rapidly?
Sure. So when I started with 5G a couple of years ago, and this was a very new thing, I realized, first of all, so with 5G or what they call small cells, we are adding this massive amount of infrastructure, 5,000 to 20,000 antennas all over the cities. And it's probably the biggest thing we are doing since the highway system, the biggest amount of infrastructure we're adding to our daily lives. And we are doing it with the same methods we were doing it 20 years or 30 years ago. There is no scalable engineering solution to deploy a large amount of projects with extreme accuracy in a short period of time. And that's why we started in Enorsa, because we have things like AI, machine learning. We can pull data from so many different places to be able to figure out how to build the infrastructure. And that's what essentially Enorsa does. We have our probably like 127 different items that we check for every site automatically through our algorithms. We make sure we pick the best location for installation, and we have everything from structural engineering to civil to electrical to transportation that have to come together, and we are able to scale it really fast. And it helps also the cities and all the jurisdictions that have to give us permits to build our sites all over their streets and infrastructure feel more comfortable to move forward, because they know we care more than them, and we are able to like kind of consider everything that you can imagine that needs to be considered or could go wrong in building a network. And that helps our clients to be happy too, because obviously they get the best results in a short amount of time. And I think it comes down to, in comparison, when you have places like China or Russia or a lot of Asian countries where they're way ahead of us in 5G and they have less regulation than us, like we still want to build our network up to standards and make sure we consider things like public safety and stuff like that, but we don't fall behind. So our scalable solution helps that to happen for carriers.
Great. No, I appreciate you sharing that. It's just amazing how much work there is to be done to scale this quickly so we can start utilizing 5G to the fullest, because there's a lot of obviously business use cases for applications to start utilizing 5G. So thank you for sharing that, Sean. So we're in this global pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. How much more important do you think 5G is to business, and has that demand for 5G maybe grown or hastened at this point?
Well, it has grown. So 5G has three different benefits that 4G or LTE didn't. One is capacity. So we have a lot more bandwidth. It's like now we have a bigger highway to transfer data. And the other thing is speed. Our network is much more faster with 5G. So, for example, if you have a video call or if you want to do something like remote surgery, that's possible. And also you don't have as much latency, which means the speed that the data is transferring. So it's like self-driving car, again, remote surgery, like drone operations, if you want to have drone delivery, stuff like that are going to be much more needed with the pandemic, where you have to have doctors, for example, be able to operate from sitting in New York in their office in Austin or in Africa or all over the world. So it's 5G is actually growing rapidly because of all of these needs, and it will continue to grow for another at least 10 years.
Thank you for sharing. That's important. And I like the fact that we can utilize newer technology like 5G to really move at the speed of business. We've got a lot of services out there, whether it's from public transportation to healthcare. We definitely need to improve a lot of the things around how we serve people. And 5G is there to help deliver those applications and services at light speed. So thanks for sharing. Sean, this is really important. Our audience really likes to know who you are as an entrepreneur. Right. So, is there something you can share from your career experience that would be helpful for those either looking to jump into engineering or in a leadership role?
I think so, and they go hand in hand between engineering and leadership. You always want to be the person that kind of is able to produce 10 times more value, and they call them like 10x engineers. It comes down to like one of the things I mentioned is resourcefulness, and the way you can be resourceful is by being extremely curious. If you work in a company or anywhere you are talking to a client, it's just trying to understand their story and making it about them so you can learn as much as possible. And that creates an opportunity for you to kind of expand your network and be connected to someone who's either having something to offer for you to learn or can help you grow both personally and career-wise. I think that's the biggest thing is because we talk about like having a good network all the time, but I think for someone who's young and they just want to start, it's all about that curiosity about other people that helps them kind of expand their network.
Thank you again, Sean, for sharing that. That's very helpful, and I'm sure our audience would appreciate those insights. So, Sean, I want to personally thank you. It was a pleasure having you on the show today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Well, thank you very much, Brian. It was a pleasure for me too. And yeah, I look forward to speaking with you again.
Bye for now.